Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Reaching for the phone cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind. For me it happens all the time.
If it's 1:15, I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call but I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without. I just need you now.
I want to see you doing your thing, you know, this thing that you do. It's really something.
Thank you. It's very sweet.
That I could do things my own way.
This is your way?
Why don't you hire yourself a yes man to run your company? It'd be a lot less stressful for both of us, wouldn't it?
Hi everyone, it's Carly. Welcome to Daytime After Dark, produced, directed, everything by me. Tonight, I have two new co-hosts. You know, I thought it was time to bring in a male guy on the show and just have you guys hear what guys think about the subs too. His name is Brian, and my other one is Cecily, and she's going to be a little late, but we are going to talk about, so much, about from what's happening from day Liam dying, how sad. I'm not sad. I'm happy. to you know, easy living, you know, with, I don't think dates really can afford, you know, that, you know, I love EJ and, you know, Zane Scott leaving, you know, and Michelle Stafford coming in as the 8th, the Emmy nod, everything. So I'm bringing on my co-host, Brian. Hello.
Hello, Carly. Hello, everybody out there. It's great to be a part of the show, Carly Daytime After Dark, as a new co-host.
Cool, yeah. So we have a lot to talk about this week. I mean, you know, I'm still stunned about the Michelle Stafford thing on Zenner Hospital. I mean, we heard rumors months back that this could happen, and they actually was the other day, and it was like, holy crap. But mostly, you know, today I was very upset about Zane Scott leaving Days of Our Life. You know, this is sad. Days of Our Life, you know, does not need, you know, another person to leave. You know, I mean, Allison Sweeney is already leaving now, him, Gabby's leaving. You know, we need a DeMille on there that is not 80 years old, like Stefano.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't really watch, you know, Days all the time, but I mean, it's very, very bad about AJ leaving. I mean, sorry about that, because I don't watch Days that much, but it's very bad about AJ leaving. I mean, because, you know, him and Allison Sweeney, they were a couple in there for so long, and, I do know that much, and with Allison Sweeney apparently leaving in the future too, and then AJ abruptly just announcing, you know, leaving the show. For all you Days of Life fans out there, you may remember AJ on All My Children before he went over to Days of Our Life.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's going to be hard on the Days of Our Life fans. I mean, for all you Days of Our Life fans out there.
No, this is what Days of Our Life does not need. After getting their act together for the last year and a half, to get the ratings where it is, to get all this excitement about Days of Our Life again, they do not need this. This is not the time to do this. This is like what Y&R did, you know, this, you know, a little while ago with, you know, with having all these, you know, you know, Michelle Stafford, leaving, having, you know, Billy Miller leaving, all of that. I mean, it has made Y&R liable. And now, you know, is Dave going to be liable too for this? I mean, for me, I don't think it's right. I don't think, you know, that they need to do this, you know, quite yet. I want to know why. I mean,
I don't think there was really an explanation of, yet, it may come out at a later date, but as of yet, there's not an explanation of why he's leaving.
No, to do this so under the radar, for this to be his last day, and when Allison hasn't even done her last day yet, it makes everything most suspicious. It's like, wait, what's going on here? If this was his last day of tape, what is going on over there? And, by the way, our phone number is 347-850-8721. People call in. Oh, you know,
call in and give us your opinions on stuff. I've got a few opinions for everybody out there in SoFi for Land listening in. You know, what does everybody out there think of just the possibility? Think about this for a minute. Over on GH, you've got Levi, who was in a relationship with Maxie. What would happen if Levi were to meet Spinelli? Do you think Spinelli would beat the tar out of Levi, or who do you think would win that battle, folks?
I mean, I've been in love with Spinelli. Spinelli is my fantasy on TV screen boyfriend, and I'm not liking this. 100% I am not liking Levi. Levi can go, you know, somewhere as far as I'm concerned, so I am not buying.
Another thing you got to think about is Nathan and Britt. How is their relationship going to play out now that they know that they're brother and sister?
I think
they know they're related.
That's what I'm going to enjoy because, you know,
it's a good thing that Nathan and Britt did not actually get together because if they would have gotten together, then, you know, they would have ended up having a baby, and that wouldn't have been good with brother and sister like that. Also,
they will. But, Brian, they were never pressed that far. They were never gone that far with it. At all. They were not gone that far. They would not be that sick.
Well, I mean, I've seen some pretty sick stuff before on the soap operas, but I mean, but you don't really know how far they're going to go. But I mean, Dr. Orbit and Madeline, now they've got some evil schemes out there. I mean,
but their kids are not evil. I mean, Britt and Nathan are both not evil.
No, they're not evil. They're good, but I mean, you don't know what Dr. Orbit and Madeline. For those of you who out there who don't know, Madeline is played by Donna Mills from Knots Landing. You know,
yeah,
she was once on Knots Landing, and she's a great actress as well as Dr. Orbit. She may be mean on TV, but in real life, she's a very nice person. But that's soap opera land for you.
I've been watching soaps for over, 24 years. And so I can see where some storylines would go. But I would never think that they are going to push the envelope so far that, they would do this. They would not do it. Are writing them to be brother and sister, but I think Britt and Nathan need that, especially because I think that needed to be done because it gives them,
They both are safe.
They both can stick around, which I love because I love Britt. I love Nathan, but if General Hospital was smart, and, I'm still reeling from them not getting an Emmy because they were robbed. They were robbed not to get an Emmy nod.
I think General Hospital should have got an Emmy nomination, too. I don't think it was right. I mean, if you look at the Emmys, in one of those categories, you have One Life to Live. Get real, folks. One Life to Live was on the air online, not on TV for a very short time. And One Life to Live is not even in existence anymore. And they got it.
Yeah.
And then, General Hospital did not get it. I mean, I don't understand that. I don't get it.
I don't think a lot of people don't get in. There are some people that want to blame Mrs. Simmons on the nurses' ball why they didn't get an Emmy, which I am not buying for people to even say that. It's so sad because, they stood up. They stood up. Last year was a good year for them. Last year for Days of Our Life, it was a really good year. Why in all, YNL, were they them?
Yeah, they picked up a lot of nominations, I believe.
Yeah, but outstanding. The writing team got it for Bold and the Beautiful, Days of a Life, YNL. But I'm like, wait a moment. What sort of happened with that? Oh, yeah. Outstanding drama series, The Bold Days, One Life in Young and Restless. That, all of that combined, no, leaving.
I think that, I think there's a lot of questions fans have out there because, and fans out there that listen in, call in with your opinions, to the show. And let us know what your views are and your opinions on the Daytime Emmy Awards and who you think should have been nominated
and everything else this week.
And who you don't
you
think
know,
should have been nominated.
I'm looking at the list right now. Do you have the list by you too? Because I have the list.
I unfortunately do not have the list by me, but I'm aware of who was nominated.
I mean,
who wasn't? But
Especially,
Carla, if you look in the lead actress category, one that really bothered me because female on General Hospital is in that category to be
and
nominated.
You know,
and I don't get that.
For me, Will in the Hill was Lois' right name. Will was everyone else's name on the eighth. Rebecca Hoops. They could have had
Marie West. I mean, she's doing a phenomenal job as Ava. Kelly Monaco is Sam. I mean, you got so many out there that are doing great jobs, and I mean Nicole from Days. I know she got in that category.
Ollie Zucco does deserve it. She's been, doing such a great job. She does deserve
it. She does. I mean, even though I don't know Watch Days, I know who Nicole is from her and Zucker. I know who that is from Days. I mean, there's so much with that. And, you were bringing up the Nurses Ball. Speaking of the Nurses Ball, folks, the Nurses Ball will be beginning next week, I believe,
General
Hospital sometime.
What I am looking for, I love when soaps can do, music and the whole thing. I always enjoyed it, and I love it. And I'm sorry, I would love to see Sunny singing or performing. Oh, we have a call. Yay!
All right.
970, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Kelly.
Hello.
Kelly. Hold on, Kelly, for 1 second.
How are you, Kelly?
I'm good.
That's
great. And our late but here co-host is here too, the other half of us. Hey.
Hey.
I love it when I mention you late. I just love doing that to you just because I can. So, Kelly, what were you going to say? What are your feelings on everything? And
well, I think that, I think General Hospital is probably the better written soap all the way around right now. But I do think that part of why they didn't come up to the top is because of all the evildoers and being frozen in, getting thawed and that sort of stuff. I mean, I think that takes away from it, for people that are wanting to put it up and vote for it. And
I
sort of understand, but if I look in comparison to the others, I'm like, make me gag, because I don't think that... I know that Young and the Restless, I think it's really badly written.
With saying that, I do love YNL, and I think it's approved. But if we are going to go between YNL and General Hospital by now? Yeah. I mean, you know, there was mistakes. And even putting Bold and the Beautiful on it for outstanding.
Yeah.
That's laughable. That makes me laugh. B&B was losing views last year. You know, for anyone that watches B&B, they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I agree.
Well, you know, yeah, you know, Kelly's got a point there. I mean, you know, she's saying that the General Hospital got all this stuff going on with people being frozen and people's masks being ripped off and people coming back to the dead and stuff like that. And you look at that and you go, well, what are they actually doing to the core? I mean, yeah, they're the better soap opera, but you look at it and you say, well, they could be doing something a little different. I mean, of course they have shock value. Now, you can't take that away from them. They have shock value because they brought Michelle Stafford on there out of nowhere.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, but for me, I was feeling with all the masks going off the bubble, I was enjoying that because it was like old shit. It's not who you thought it was. The mask got off. You found out who it was for me. It kept the viewers saying, oh, God, look what they do now. You know, it was shock value, and it worked.
It worked for a little bit, but I think it was overkill at a certain point. Because they would come in with one shock value right after another. It reminded me of YNR a few years back where they couldn't go a week without shocking, you know, like sticking a kid in a closet and having him remember his abuse and things like that. I mean, I was over it at a certain point. I don't mind it, but I don't want a steady diet of it either.
Well, I think, you know, I don't know, but I mean, I this whole mask thing, speaking of mask thing, I mean, I feel like that.
Hold on, you guys. You guys, hold on. We have another call.
Okay.
678, you're on the air with us. Hello? You're on the air with us, 678. Okay. Hello? Oh, finally hung up on me. How would?
What I was going to mention, Carly, was Kelly was mentioning about the mask and stuff. I kind of feel like we got another mask coming, and that's within the form of Luke Spencer. You know, who is Luke Spencer?
But that has to be done right now because it's not making sense. I will say this until I'm blue in the face and people can disagree with me, but the real Luke would never turn his back on Sonny. They have too much history. They are friends. They are in-laws. This is not making sense. He would never turn Sonny, you know, in like this to do this. He would never even want to go talk to Julian. He would never want to talk to Rick. You know, this is not working. I mean, this is not working at all. Oh, we have another call. Oh, my God. 818, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air with us.
Hi, Carly. This is April Jew Reviews. How are you doing?
Oh, cool. And 7678, you're on the air with us, too.
Well, I'm enjoying this.
So, yeah, we are just talking, you know, oh, my God. Okay, April, call back in. The Swiss will cut you off, April.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? How are you?
Hey, yeah. Good.
Good. I'm enjoying listening to your show. You have a great show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And welcome to your new co-host.
Oh, thank
you. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, you've got a great person to work with. I've known Carly for about a year, and she's one of the most sweet, generous people that there is, so I'm sure you guys will do wonderful.
Oh, we will.
I'm looking forward to it.
Seth, I don't know what happened, Seth. And 678, I will let you on. Yep. 678, can you hear us?
I'm on the phone.
678.
Hello, 678.
Well, I'm just going to put them on hold for now and come back. But no, so April, we are talking about the Daytime Emmys first, and do you have any things about the Daytime Emmys that, you know, you were shocked with, or you were happy with, or you were thinking, oh, God, why did they do that? Were there anything for you?
Well, I'm excited. I think all the nominees from CBS and NBC are wonderful choices. You know, they're very, very good. I'm a little disappointed that James Scott and Austin Sweeney wasn't nominated, especially since, you know, as you know, they're leaving Daytime. But I think the nominees are great, and I'm looking forward to the Soap Emmys to see who wins this year.
And Kelly, you said in this album, you hope Billy Miller runs with it?
I hope he runs away with it again. He is the most amazing actor.
Well, he is.
I absolutely think he is fantastic.
I mean,
and usually I can spot him a mile away when they come on Daytime if they're going to go on to do bigger things. And he's one of those. He's just, he was amazing throughout that storyline. I hated that storyline, but he Elizabeth Henderson and Amelia Henley, they were fantastic. They were all Emmy material. I just hope Billy Miller runs away with it again because he was over-the-top fantastic. I love
it. Oh, he was. And don't send me bad emails, people, what I'm about to say. I love Billy Miller's, you know, when he was playing Billy. David Tom right now, not so much. I'm on, you know, Dr. Ben's side. I'm in love with Ben. You know, if Sean Carlton wants to run away with me, that's fine. I'm okay with it. I love Victorian Sis. You know, David Tom, for me, this isn't what the Billy character is doing for me. If, you know, Billy Miller was still on, then, you know, I would be torn in half. But, you know.
What does everybody else think about that, about Billy, or about David Tom and his role? I'll be really honest with you. I left on the 30th when Billy Miller left. And so, therefore, I mean, I'm not in a position. I've seen a couple of clips.
Yeah.
But that's just by far not, it's not anything to really, I can't really say. I watch General Hospital religiously, but I did stop when Billy Miller left. I didn't like the way that was done, and so I left. So I was wondering what everybody else thinks about David Tom.
Well,
is it?
Well, David Tom, you know, I've seen his work as Paul Kramer over on All My Children when he was on there, and, of course, his sister, real-life sister, Kelly from Bold and the Beautiful, Heather Tom. You know, he's a good actor and all, but I think Billy Miller did a much better job at portraying Billy. And I wouldn't mind seeing Billy Miller jump ship over to General Hospital and maybe be recast as Jason.
No.
It's
going to
happen.
No,
I'm
it's not.
It.
We don't know that.
Who's going to call it? I will call it. I called Michelle Stafford. I think so, too.
I think something's up because, you know, Jason, as far as Steve Burton, he's not going back there. So they're going to, and they started working up with Patrick.
Okay, but can I just be in denial about this? Because for me, Steve Burton will always be, for me, Jason. You know, for me,
well,
you know, he played 22 years of it. As much as I love Billy Miller and I love him, he's my second cute guy crush. You know, yeah, I mean, I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, I feel like, you know, I feel like Burton is not going to come back. He's going to stay with, you know, at the hip with JFP, wherever she goes, because it's comfortable for him, and he likes the role he's playing, apparently, because he said that in an interview. And he likes the role he's playing. He likes what he's doing. So he's not going to go back. And maybe somebody else will give it a good go. And I think he needs to get back on the canvas because Sonny has fallen apart without him.
Well, yeah.
You got that right. I mean, I think Sonny's already lost his mind.
I do, too. And I like Sonny.
I mean, because
April's
yes.
still here. April, you're still here, right? We lost April. Oh, terrific.
April,
I don't like
there?
This. No, this first bird is being awful tonight. But no, I mean, for me, I don't know, it would be really, really hard for me to see, you know, someone else playing, you know, Zayson. I mean, for me, and, you know, Billy Miller could run away with it, but, you know, it would be really hard for me to see.
Where's the other person called Michelle Stafford? Are they still on?
I'm here, yeah. I called Michelle
right.
Stafford like 6 months ago. But I also called the Steve Burton going to Y&R too, so.
Yeah.
Right.
April's back. Yay. April, I don't know what blog talk is.
I'm sorry we got cut off. What I missed.
Yeah. Oh, we are just talking about the likelihood that Billy Miller might go to General Hospital, but I'm in denial. I don't want it to happen. You know, I don't. I mean, I would rather see him play Dylan. A lot of people I've talked to said they would love seeing Billy play Dylan Coleman too.
Oh, yeah, that's a great possibility.
Oh, that would be great.
That would be terrific.
Somebody else said Lucky Spencer.
Uh-huh.
I had thought about that, too. I did. I thought about that.
I mean, because Dylan's needed, Lucky's needed, and Jason's needed on that show.
Yep.
So, you know. And
well,
with Ned,
I mean,
you know, back, you know, I don't know how long. I'm drawing a blank. What's his face? Who plays Ned?
Molly Cook. They are trying to have Molly Cook. Holy shit, you guys! Sorry, I swear, you guys. Excuse me for swearing. But did you know this? The Swiss board is like, okay, bringing junior co-host. What?
Yes.
I know. I should not swear on air. I know. I'm sorry, you guys.
Nothing wrong with that. It's your show.
Well, I know. But, okay, welcome 678-770 and 778. Hello?
Hello?
You're on air with us? Welcome.
Hello, 678-770.
I think they got dropped.
Okay, 678 got dropped, but 770, you're on there. 770.
Okay,
you still there, Carly?
Yeah. 678.
Oh.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Okay, they both dropped. Okay. Crazy blog talk. But, I heard that people should be calling in more for Wally Cook because people are enjoying him back on General Hospital. Anyone agree, disagree there?
I love to see him on both days and General Hospital.
Yeah.
I think Wally Cook is multi-talented.
Yeah, exactly. He can do both because Days of Our Life by April is 4 or 5 months in advance.
It's,
right?
It's four months in advance or 4 months ahead.
Oh, that's very true.
Like, so, I mean, if you want to go on that, Days of a Life is, I mean, General Hospital is every 2 or 3 weeks. So, really.
Right.
Well,
and also, Wally Kurth is only part-time on Days of Our Life. So, you
yeah.
know, unfortunately, I'd love to
and
see him a lot more. But it would be great to see him on.
Mm-hmm.
It would be great to see him on General Hospital as well.
One at a time, people.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Well, no,
I don't want to
okay.
just. I just don't want to sounding like the view on drugs. That's all.
Well, you know, Michael Sosado that played Juan Hernet, Juan Santiago will be returning in June for a short stint on General Hospital.
Okay. Well, I'm not really. I'm sorry,
Michael.
Don't. Yeah. I mean, I like him, but, you know, I like him, but it's like, I don't know. It's like, you know,
right.
he's, I mean, you guys know what I'm saying. It's like, okay, it's nice that he's coming back. Give him some money. But it's like, the canvas is full enough by now. I mean, you know, yeah, I would love, you know, Ned back and Dylan back and, you know, maybe Jason if it's not played by Billy Miller. But I don't know if the canvas, I mean, I don't want the canvas to get too full and then we don't see everyone every day. I mean,
right.
I don't
yeah,
know
I mean,
how,
that's true because it took place with Epiphany and it took place with other stars on the show. I mean, so, I mean, you know, you don't really want that to take place. I mean, now Spencer
right.
and Cameron and Emma now, they're really doing awesome on their parts. I'm just wondering if they'll have a part in the nurse's ball next week. That should be interesting if they do.
Wait, who?
I thought we had a question.
Emma and Spencer.
Well, I think
I had a question.
Little... Yeah,
is,
Kristen.
Is the character who plays Juan Santiago, is he married in real life to Rebecca Hurst?
Yes.
Yes,
right.
Emmy, yeah, they sure
mm-hmm.
is.
Yes, and they have three beautiful, gorgeous children.
That's what
gorgeous.
I thought.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I haven't seen him in anything. Has he, what has he been doing acting-wise?
Like Elizabeth.
She's
beautiful, isn't she?
Really he's been really staying home with the kids for the last
few years. Because I haven't really
yeah,
seen him in anything. Has anybody else?
I heard he was going back to law school at one point, but... That was,
right.
I mean, he hasn't been into any, what's to call it, acting in
right.
years.
Right. Because I know they've had a marriage for quite a long time, and I've seen her. She's been steady on GH, but I don't think I've seen him in really any soap things, as far as I know.
No.
So that was my question to you. Has he been on another soap or movies
nope.
or something, or has he just been a stay-at-home dad?
Nope, he's just been a stay-at-home dad. With,
well, that's
with
wonderful.
Three, I mean, with three kids, come on, someone needs to stay home. And, you know, I mean, who knows
yeah.
if they will have another one. Becky is still young. I mean, come
oh,
on.
Yes.
I mean, there is, like, pregnancy wallow, whatever, you know, because Bradford's
right.
wife is having one.
Right.
Brandon just had one. Steve
oh,
is.
Yes.
Steve. Yeah, Steve and his wife is having a little girl, I believe, in like July or August. So something is going on with that band. They keep making babies.
That's true.
Well,
you know,
I've got a question for all the fans out there listening in. What did y'all think of this week when Nikki told Victor on Young and the Restless he was no better than Ian?
Blew me
away to that. Call in with your opinions.
I haven't watched this week going on. I mean, you guys, it's just been a busy week. So I don't want to hear it. April knows when you have a show, and
right.
April cover me. You know, you cannot
yeah.
watch everything.
Well, you know what? You are so busy preparing for your show, Carly. It's hard to keep up with all the shows.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
I
haven't
hear you.
Seen it. So
have you seen
I mean,
Bone the Beautiful?
yeah.
No. But That's the good thing about having a co-host is you can all cover each other.
Yeah, this is why I got two. And April, I'm kidding, but I'm not kidding. Hey, if you wanted to jump on as a suit.
Carly, I'm going to go on mute. I'm going to mute myself real quick for about 10, 15 minutes. I'm still on the phone, but I'm just going to mute myself for a minute.
Okay. Nikki is mad what Victor did once again to his kids. I mean, as much as I don't like Sharon and I don't want any hate mail, that is wrong. That was wrong for
That's
him
not
to
possible,
do.
Carly. That's not possible.
I know. That, you know, but that was wrong to do to Sharon and Nick. I mean, having their dad look like Dollar that, you know, is not really their Dollar, just come back like this and make Sharon go crazy? I mean, come on. What was Victor thinking? Wait. Victor wasn't thinking. Victor needs someone to kick his ass.
I agree. Someone needs to kick his ass. That's for sure.
I think that Victor and Sonny Christos need to hang out because they're beginning to both lose it.
I'm trying 678 again. 678, you want to talk? Okay, I will mute you again. No, I just think that, you know, I'm always on Team Zach on YNL. No matter what Zach does, I will support him. Even if he accidentally killed Victor, you know, but it was on purpose, I would support the heck out of him.
Well,
you know, Victor needs...
I know that you've not seen Young and Restless, and I won't ruin anything, but on today's show of Young and Restless, speaking of Jack, something a little bit surprising went down, I guess you could say, for all those who've seen it. I won't ruin it for you, though, Carly, but, you know, something did go down, Young and Restless.
Okay,
yeah.
if Zach is going after cis background for Billy, I will kill Zach. If Zach...
It don't have anything to do with that.
If something happens to Zach, we know who did it, Carly.
You know, no, I mean, come on. I love sis. I love Dr. Ben. I want him as my doctor. My leg will heal up quicker if Dr. Ben...
Oh, me too,
ben
baby.
Was...
Me too.
Yeah, thank you. And I do like Victoria and sis together. And I know a lot of people are still on the Victorian Billy Bag ring. And, well, I was off. Once I looked into his eyes, and that was it, and Billy Miller left. So for me, you know, Billy Miller left and brought on, you know, a really sexy little guy. And I love how Dylan, you know, Dylan and Sis are friends, and it can make a way into Victoria and Dylan having maybe more of a brother-sister relationship, which I would love to see. But,
yes,
you know... You know, Zach is looking out for his brother, number one. I get that. But come on, his little brother is being a rib right now. Billy, if you want to go see with Chelsea, Chloe, both of them in one night, I don't care. Just leave Victoria alone. You hoodoo enough. Come on, all of us have been in relationships where you keep going back and you think it's going to be different this time. Victoria has gone back so many times thinking he's not going to hurt me anymore. He's not going to do the same crap. And Billy always upsets her, always does something. So I think they had to close this. And especially with David Tom coming on. I mean, I don't know if a lot of people agree with that.
I think everybody will have a different opinion.
Yeah, give us an opinion on that.
You can get the bear one. Those are the main ones.
Anyone has an opinion on that?
I think a lot of people will have a differing opinion. You know, everybody has their views of who they want for this or what they want to happen.
Yeah, and I don't think...
That's just the way that it is.
Yeah, and I mean, I've seen all out Twitter votes with the Billy Victoria fans and...
Right.
Sis and Victoria, I haven't seen a fan thing like this send Jay Jam and Laidlaw on General Hospital.
It's, I hear
you. You know, and...
What are your favorite shows to watch, Carly?
Like prime time or daytime?
Daytime.
Day, Zenner, B&B, YNR, but I will put right now, Days of Our Life is probably my number one. This week I was obsessed.
Have you talked about Days of Our Life yet, or is that the next segment?
Yeah, no, we are talking about it now because you brought it up.
Did you hear about James Scott? Oh, my God, do you believe it?
Yes.
I can't believe it. I'm sick.
This is why April, this is what I've been wanting to talk to you all day because you.
That's why I called in. I didn't see coming. You know, we knew Allison Sweeney is departing. Okay. But James Scott, I thought he might leave later, but no one knew. Someone called me this afternoon.
So was it Neville? I mean, because a while ago, someone said he resigned or whatever. Go back 6 months ago. No one saw this coming. Everyone thought he signed another contract or whatever.
That's what I had thought. And as I said, we all know I've been out of the loop for a while. But I had a feeling, and a lot of people behind the scenes have been indicating, that we expected his departure maybe after Ali left, or maybe they might both be together. Now, I don't know. Again, I'm just getting back in the ball game, but I don't know if they're planning on replacing them, which personally I think no one can replace EJ and Downey. Allison Sweeney
Scott.
I don't know. Then again, I never thought they'd replace Chandler Macy with Will Horton. I never thought that was possible, and they did.
And that,
so I don't know.
That's another reason why I'm glad you called. That is not That is not working for me. I mean, I miss Chandler Massey.
You know,
I
love Chandler Massey. And I'll be honest with you. When he first came on, I thought, oh, God, he was horrible. But then as time came on, he made the character his own. And I think Chandler Massey deserves the Emmy nomination. And, you know, I think he is an excellent actor. However, you know, especially you've been on General Hospital. So we've gone through four Carlys. And, you know, it takes time for the actor to make the character his own. So I hope that we'll give this new actor time. But, he's doing the best he can, and we've got to be patient and understanding. He's got big footsteps to follow. You know, Chandler Massey has 3 years in a row been nominated for, you know, an Emmy. And, you know, we can understand Chandler wanting to go to college and do his thing. And, you know, we all support him in that. But we all love Wilson. And we want to keep Wilson going and Sonny. So therefore, they felt it was, you know, expected for him to be replaced. As a reviewer and a fan, I'm very conflicted because no one can replace Emmy Brady and EJ. If the network decides that, we'll have to give our support because we love Days of Our Lives. You know, I don't know what they're going to do. I'm still, to be honest, I'm in shock. I didn't see this coming.
I didn't see this coming at all because I thought, okay, they are going to write out Sammy in some crazy convoluted way that Sammy could come back, you know, because, come on, let's face it, and I'm not being mean, but Addison loved Days of Our Life. She said in a magazine she will really be there forever. So with that being said.
But also remember, she's also does The Biggest Loser. She's an author. She's got 2 children. So, you know, honestly, she said it in an interview I posted earlier today. She loves Days of Our Life, but she's only so much you can do, you know. And she's come to the point where her children are like 6 and 9, and she wants to be there for baseball games and Girl Scouts and all those things that mother can understand. But then again,
she's
too,
on the show.
You know,
that show
she could come
16.
Back. Who knows? You know?
And she's been on the show since she was 16 years old. So, I mean.
I know, but it feels like an end of an era with Sammy, and it feels so sad for me because Sammy has always been there. You know, Sammy has always been the one person that has been there. And with,
yes,
you know, the revolving door, Drake, Deidre, everyone they've been doing the Salem serial kill, they never trust Allison, thank God. But now with Allison leaving, I'm thinking, because I know a lot of people won't like me saying this, but I thought, okay, Sammy leaves, EJ gets with Abby, because I still think Abby's pregnant. I know a lot of people may disagree. I think Stefano, I think Stefano is up to his old evil trick, but where's the Demir family going to go? Because this does not make sense. Because you only have Stefano on there. That is not
good.
They're
bringing Chad back. That also maybe the possibility of bringing Theo Pantelis back as, you know, Tony. That's always a possibility. But,
No.
We don't know. They are such main characters, they might be replaced.
April, that cannot be a possibility right now because he's over on General Hospital.
Right, but you have to remember they take 4 to 5 months in advance. So we don't necessarily – the network just disclosed today about James Scott as his witness, so we don't know what they've got planned. They could possibly replace him. We don't know. And in my opinion, as an Ajami, I think – they're irreplaceable. But being that Sammy and EJ are the front stars 4 out of 5 days a week, they might be replaced. Who knows? I don't know.
I can't
speculate because I don't have the inside track on that.
No,
but
I've been trying to get field truth all day ever since the news broke about this. And everyone is being so tight-lipped about this one thing that it makes me think, wait, we have not heard Allison taping her last day at all. But
according to her statement today, I think her last day will be in the next 30 days. Again, they pre-tape 4 to 5 months ahead of time, so EJ and Sammy will be running through probably the summer and part of the fall. So, you know, we've got a lot, you know, to look forward to as far as that goes. It's not like James Scott's last taping was today, but we'll be seeing him through the summer and through part of the fall. So thank goodness for that. We've got time to adjust. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Well,
go ahead.
What do y'all think about over on Young and the Restless? Do y'all think that Cassie is fake, or do you think it's the real Cassie, and do you think she's related to Ian?
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that. That makes my stomach turn. That makes my stomach want to, like,
I'm just bringing across
the
point. I don't know. I think
we'll have to wait and see on that.
I mean, because anything is possible in soap opera land.
I understand that. But that in itself makes my stomach go flip-flop. It's not good. It's not good because I want Ian Mode to die. I know I'm violent. People should get that after 5 years of mine, so I don't care. There's, you know, there's Time to Kill, Ian Arthur Lionel, Days of a Life, they need to kill Nick. You know, they need to kill Zulie and Zulom off of General Hospital, and then I will be happy. You know,
well,
just some blood.
Speaking of animals, Bob Barker and animals were on Bold and Beautiful this week, and the animals were actually very cute.
Well,
wow.
I know. You know, that means Bob Barker is, you know, getting ready to, no, I better not say that. I will really get in trouble with that. But what did, April, do
his
you,
old
catchphrase. Are you, April, you back watching Days?
Well, yes, I am back in the ball game and I'm watching all the soaps and getting caught back up.
What did you think of the whole Liam thing going down? I'm sorry. I thought that was so exciting. I thought it's cool to finally bring Jennifer and Nicole as friends. I loved how they were together. I thought Melissa Reeves and Ollie Zucker did a great job. You know, I thought Song Kristen coming in there and saving the day was amazing.
I thought, you know, for a long time, I think Missy Reeves is a wonderful actress. But last year I was very disappointed in the writing because they made her character, not her as an actress, quite boring. So it's very good to see her, you know, getting some funk and Spitfire and her and Nicole teaming up, and I like that. And I loved the way last week when, you know, Liam had set Dan up with pain pills and had written a prescription, and she didn't question immediately. You know, they made it look like she thought it was Daniel, but immediately she defended Daniel. And, you know, it's good to see Missy getting, you know, Missy Reeves has been there like Allison Sweeney since she was a kid. And and Jack had wonderful stories. She's a great actress. And it's good to see they're finally using her for more than let's bake some cookies. You know what I mean?
I've been wanting them to make Nicole and Jen friends for a long time. Because I think, and what made me laugh, my favorite line of the week on all that I watched so far, is when they were all in the hospital and Nicole's like apologizing for suiting Daniel, which she did not mean to. And he goes, stop apologizing. And then he goes, oh, by the way, can you just have Rafe take you to the suiting range and teach you how to suit a gun? I was, because I love it that, you know, I just hope Brady and Eric can get over their little feud, because I love it.
Yes, I think they will.
Brady, Eric, Daniel all together, and I just feel like I love when all the guys, because all the guys are all related in some way or another.
Oh,
so,
of course. Who's not a Horton or a Brady on Days of Our Life? Hello, I mean.
I'm like, I've always said, like, since I was a kid, I'd be scared to marry anybody. And I always used to joke, because Belle and Sean are not related, but Sean is related to every sister or brother of Belle's. It's hilarious.
And he's got Kyriakos in him. Victor is his grandfather. He's got Horton in him. He's got Brady in him. I mean, these people, they're intertwined. They've been married so many times. I agree with you. It's like, hello, you're married to your cousin. I'm sure you are, you know.
Because Belle and Sean weren't, you know, related, but everybody around are related to somebody. It was funny. I'm like, they're not related, but but Carrie,
you know, that's
Sammy and that's, Eric are related on his dad's side, on his dad's mom's side, and then you have Brady on his dad's side.
And the thing is, you know, if we are going to lose Allison, you know, Ethan and Sammy, why don't they bring Bill and Sean back? This is the perfect.
Yeah, that would be good.
Right. And they need to do that.
But then they would have to recast because Kristen is on General Hospital.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't she look fabulous?
But there's always, oh, God, what was that other one,
Matt,
April?
You know, Matt, Patrick's brother.
You know the other recast I'm talking about. The one that played
Martha.
I think the last one.
Yeah.
Right.
You could bring her back, and then you could also bring back.
I guess. I never liked the recast of Belle. I mean, Martha did what she, you know, but I grew up with Kristen. Like, as Kristen was growing up,
I was growing up
with her. So,
I don't know.
You know,
they need to
and
do something.
This is me, like, that I went through, like, four Carlys, okay, over here. And
I hear
you. Liked all of them, but the third one.
The third one sucked. The third one was a waste of breathing time. I'm sorry. The first one was my favorite.
I think what happened is, like, Tamara left, and she was in the middle of this, like, big storyline, and they had to hurry and find somebody.
Right, true.
To cover the big storyline. Yes. She was in the middle of having a mental breakdown at that point.
Well, yes.
And,
you know,
and then Tamara left in the middle of it, and they're like, oh, crap, you know, what are we going to do?
Right.
And I think they just hurried and found somebody.
Right.
Because she wasn't there very long. Like, I always
I think she was
Jennifer
there a month or two.
Jennifer Bradford, she might have been a lovely
lady.
I did not like her. I don't know her personally. And she played Carly, Crazy Carly, very well.
Yeah.
But I couldn't see beyond that.
I could not see her beyond Crazy Carly, you know.
Right.
Who was
your favorite Carly? Lullabite.
Who was your favorite one? Out of all four, who was your favorite?
Mine is Lola.
I get this question a lot. I love all three of them. I love
right,
Sarah. I love Tamara. I love Laura. Sarah will always have a special place in my heart because she did start Carly. She's the reason
because
I love Carly.
Carly. Yes.
She's the reason I love Jason and Carly as much as I do.
Me too.
And let me tell you, I love them as friends, but if they ever hook back up, I'm so on board on that. But I'm okay with them being friends. But if they ever wanted to do a second chance with those two, I'd be all for it.
I'm sticking with it.
I love my
Yossi.
And, like, if anybody follows me on Twitter, like, you know, like,
I do.
You know.
Right.
But you know that I love Carly. I love Darley. It's not a secret. So, you know.
Yeah,
I kind of got
a
feud with, like.
People
Carly is not a secret. I love my Carly, and I love my Jason Carly. And
oh,
that's,
I
love
it.
You know,
I
want to
give update real quick. I'm hoping pretty soon to have a date for my friend Scott Hall that sings music to be on the show. He asked me tonight to ask everybody to check him out on Facebook at Scott Hall. He's got a picture of him playing the guitar. You can add him as a friend and also
guitar?
Check out his YouTube channel at Scott Hall Rex, and it's all spaced. And he's got four CDs out, so y'all can check that out.
Well,
cool.
I love your accent, by the way. I love your accent.
He said guitar. He goes
thank
guitar.
You.
I love guitar.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, before I forget, you guys,
which
ball
is he?
Listen, I have a couple of announcements about guests that are coming on that will make everyone happy with me. So, you know, I'm all about getting my interviews for you guys.
Can I ask a question? I must ask, because Carly, I know your name's Carly. Does anybody else besides me ever secretly wish that Carly and Sunny would reunite?
Yes.
I'm with the other girl. I do like the chemistry with Jason and Carly, too. I love their friendship, their devotion.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, me too.
But I also love Carly and Sunny because, you know,
okay, this is my issue.
It was wonderful. I miss them.
I did not like Carson. You know this. Everybody knows this. I'm not a big fan of Carson. I loved Carson when Tamara played Carly.
Yes. Oh,
only
me too.
For the fact that they ruined my Darley.
Right.
So, and we do not talk about the hate sex in my presence. Damn it. Son of a bitch. I know I just cussed, but I'm pissed. 20 years
okay,
later.
Okay.
Still hurts me
no.
so bad right now.
Remember on this show, you can cuss. I don't really give a shit, so go ahead.
But, you know, I did love Carson. I did fall in love with Carson when Tamara took over the role. I did fall in love with them. I loved the Fabulous Four. That was Jason, Courtney, Carly, and
right.
Sunny.
Oh, yes. Yes.
But I think they're really good as friends and co-parents.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
My opinion. So,
yeah,
that's my opinion. And nobody,
you
know,
I agree
ever
with you.
Agrees with me, but that's okay.
I love the way they always have each other's back.
Yes. They do, and that's the thing, you know, and somebody commented that, I think she's talking to Franco or something, and she's like, the only person that comes number one in Carly's heart besides Sunny is dead. And she's talking about Jason. I'm like, that's the only person that would come above Sunny ever.
Exactly, and
I also like Todd and Carly. I did like Todd and Carly, what little we saw of them. I thought there was a lot of potential for chemistry between them, but due to contract stipulations, they had to bring him back as Franco, and I hate that. I hate it.
I hate that, me too.
I love Todd and Carly.
A lot of people like Todd and Carly, and I saw the chemistry between Roger and Laura. The only problem I had was Jason just died, so it felt to me
like they were shoving, you know, like he's the new best friend, and I'm like, no, nobody knows.
No,
him.
Never be.
You know,
no.
So it's like
he's gonna be BFF forever.
It was right after Jason died, and I was like, no, do not.
No,
do you guys
no.
think Steve Burton will ever come back? Do you think Steve Burton will ever come back someday?
I don't think
you
so.
Know.
Mm-hmm. I wish he would. I love him over on Y&R, but I miss him. I miss Jason and Carly.
Okay, this is what I think. I could be wrong, but if CBS and ABC ever, get in the plane wheel booking with each other and saying, you get this actor for a while, you know, blah, 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 and let him do both. I would never rule out the possibility. You have Days of a Life in ABC always giving the actors, like with the Ned and whatever. I was CBS with, like, the Ned
yeah.
Okay, who's tuning on the thing?
What happened to the upcoming guest? You never did announce the upcoming guest. Because...
I got interrupted. May I remind you, but that's okay.
Carly, your show is like The View.
Yeah, thank you.
I love it.
Now you know, but I don't care. We are having a special show on Wednesday night because Kelly Croker, will be here. She used to play Mac on Y&R. She will be stopping by on Wednesday. And
oh,
then,
wonderful.
And
wait
then in a week.
Did you say Katie Sisko was in the Big Bang Theory?
What?
Did you say Katie Sisko was in the Big Bang Theory?
No. Kelly Kruger. If I got the Big Bang series, I would probably be sitting myself. Who had the microphone on?
I have no idea.
I'm not by a computer.
Well, whoever computer is, stop it. So, and then on the 16th, hopefully, Dr. O will be stopping by.
Wonderful. How amazing.
And she's great to talk to. I'm telling you now because I've talked to her on the show, and she's the most sweetest person ever.
She is. I love her.
And she will talk to you, and she's not in a rush or whatever. So I literally had like a 15-minute conversation with her. But anyways.
Well, it sounds exciting.
We talked about everything, so
right.
Really
and I'm looking.
I am
looking on a couple more upcoming people. And if there's anyone you want us guys to get, let us know, and we will go after them on Twitter. I will stalk them. No, I won't say I will stalk them. Forget I said that. But I will politely ask them. On Twitter, come on. I still would love to get Steve Burton. I would still love to get my boyfriend, Dr. Rabo, on from Y&R. I still would love Bradford Anderson back on here. I would still love Lola White back on here. I would love Addison Sweeney on here. April, you know how that can happen.
Well, you know what? I am just coming back with my show in 3 weeks, actually. Finally, I was hoping to do it many months before, but unfortunately I was unable to do so. But I did want to say I appreciate your support. And also, if you don't mind my putting something out there, I'm excited to say you know Leon Accord of Old Dogs, New Tricks, right? I'm sure you've seen him on Twitter. It's a web series.
Yeah.
He's the writer, creator, producer, and actor. He is actually, it's not on the radio, but we're doing a face-to-face interview this Sunday in the park. We're going to meet and have a chat about his upcoming show, West Hollywood Story Hours, and we're going to run it Sunday night on YouTube via Twitter and Facebook. So I'm hoping that, you guys can spread the word. It's my first face-to-face interview on the camera, and we're just going to sit down and chat about his upcoming projects. And So I'm excited to be doing that, and I'm going to be posting that through Twitter. And then my old co-host, Jamel Stark, who used to be on my team, is also coming back with me, and we're officially starting. We're going to do a pre-recorded show on Sunday, kind of a pre-show to the show, and then we're coming back in 3 weeks. So we'd like you guys all to call in and join us.
What day are you doing your show now?
Well, you know what?
Don't say Friday. Because I was just going to ask
Wednesday,
you. No, don't say Friday, but only because I think I would love it if you would be the third co-host. No, you guys just got me an idea sitting here, and you guys did not give me an idea when, you know, everyone talking, because I'm like, why don't we make this more like The View and have it like that, and we always have the mail. See? And, you know, and no other show, Block Talk Show, has a meal on there, and all we need is two more meals, and I'm only like the Elizabeth Hasselback of the group. So, really? April, I know you're busy, I know, this is asking a lot, but it would mean you would get promoted for your show, and heck, we would never be bored
on
here.
What night is this on?
Friday. Is that what
every Friday,
right?
Same time. Same time? Well, I'll tell you what, you can count me in. I'd be happy to be part of your team.
Woo!
I would be happy to commit to every Friday, yes. I can do that.
It's 7 Western, 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock
Eastern. 10 o'clock Eastern. You know,
I'm honored and I accept the invitation. I'd be happy to do that.
Oh, awesome.
I love chatting with you guys, and you can count on me to call in every Friday.
Well, and also, as a co-host, sometimes I'm busy. I'm a single mom.
Yeah, she's
so
a single mom.
So sometimes busy. Like, I was sitting in the car talking to you guys as I was coming away from Chuck E. Cheese. Yes, I had to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
You want a second cheese? Hey.
I did.
I love Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay. Do they have that little, I was growing up this was years ago, but they had this room where you could jump you could jump in the balls, and you could just keep jumping in this big thing of balls.
Well, they don't have the balls anymore. A lot of places don't have the balls anymore because people would people would, like, throw, like, needles and crap in there, and like crap, and like these kids would like get stuck with them, so that's why they got rid of like a lot of the balls, kids and stuff.
Oh, the kids used to love those. I remember when my kids were little.
Yeah,
yes.
I loved it.
So,
and
it was kind
also,
of a, so as a co-host, sometimes I can't be there. So with Carly, she can have the extra people, and it's, you know, it makes me happy.
Well,
joining Carly's show every now and then. I'd be happy to call in.
Cool. I mean, everyone knows Cecily and I are partners in crime. Everyone knows that her and I could probably go jail with each other. That's how crazy we are. And Brian is probably going to be the only one that can wheel us in because he's a guy. He probably won't do half of the idiot stuff I tell people to do. Getting back, who do you guys want as the interview? Because we got to get the interviews. I mean, and remember, you guys, now it's May Sweeps. It's logically May Sweeps. So do you think the soaps are going to deliver on May Sweeps? Or do you think May Sweeps will be boring as hell?
Well, I think all the shows are going to be hot this month. You know, what always happens during the week. So I'm sure they'll be doing a lot of interviews, so now's a good time to, you know, get them. And they love to make the Blog Talk circuit, as they have always done.
I think a theme for one of the shows, if we could pull it off, Carla, is to get Chad Duell and Kristen Alderson on here at the same time, because they're a real-life couple, Michael and Kiki.
I wish I was going back to General Hospital Fan Club weekend this year, but you guys, it's like $2,000 for a weekend. Okay? Unless someone wants to rob a bank for me, I will go. I will go for the team. I will go interview the stars, get everyone on here. But the only way I can go is robbing a bank. So, but I'm
Well, hopefully. I hear you, because my finances have changed. I'm not April G. Reviews from Beverly Garland Hotel anymore. I'm April G. Reviews from North Hollywood Park. My finances have changed, and I'm broke, but I've never been happier. But I'd love to go, but I'm with you. Unless you're going to rob a bank, I can't be there either.
Well, next year, I'm going to try to go to Young and the Restless fan club weekend. Only because I really want to meet my boyfriend, Christophe Cezanne, and Dr. Rabel.
I hear you.
And Steve. And maybe April, if you're still in California, you can come with me.
Oh, I'm in California. I'm not going anywhere. I moved to North Hollywood, and that's where I'm going to stay.
I want to live in California. I mean, enough with the Seattle weather. And Brian, would you want to ever go to a fan event? I know my other partner in crime is busy with her kid, but you don't have any kids. So would you want to ever go to, like, a fan event if they ever came to your area?
I actually have went to one in 2010, back when they were doing the Super Soap Weekend. Olivia from General Hospital, Johnny Zakara, Jessica from One Life to Live at the time, Dylan Quartermain, which is now known as Liam on Bold and Beautiful.
Yeah.
Spinelli, which is Bradford Anderson, and also Jesse and Annie from All My Children, which is also on Young and the Restless, Fixing the Move.
I
met
Steve.
They were all there in Mapleton.
Well, I met Steve and Melissa Claire Egan when I went on the set of Y&L last year, and let me tell you, Steve Burton and Melissa.
I went there, too. It was wonderful.
You did, too?
I went to the last year to the CBS Y&R 40th celebration, and it was a two-day thing. We got to tour the studios and meet the cast and take pictures, and we got to go to the VIP to the talk. So, yes, the set is just wonderful. I loved it. It's just like it's like a dream come true, and they're just wonderful people.
And I know that Carly
stood
beside
Jenny
Cooper's door.
Hey, Ava, did you meet Christoph? Was Christoph
yes,
there?
Yes, I met all of them. All of them.
You met
it's just wonderful.
You met my boyfriend. I mean, Christoph and I are friends. He's friends of the show. He's been so supportive of the show.
Uh-huh.
And we were supposed to meet up when I was for Fan Club Weekend, but he was doing a movie, so I was very heartbroken. And Christoph, if you're listening, you broke my heart and put on the flow. But, no, I think I wish the fan events would not be so expensive. General Hospital
one,
for this year, the fan party is $150. Okay. That's almost like going to a concert. I mean, come on. That's crazy.
It is. You know,
concerts
you know, they have to make money.
Concerts are cheaper.
Whew. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, some things mostly we get invited to. You know, like when we went to the Y&R, that was, you know, for the shows and stuff. So some things don't cost. Some Q&As, question and answers. But most of the fan events, unfortunately, cost money. But, you know, that goes with the territory. They have to make money to spend money.
So, okay, before we go, because we have like 10 minutes left or whatever, I want to hear everyone, who do you think is going to win for the Daytime Emmys? And I hear it might not even be on TV this year, which I think that sucks. You know, I always loved watching it on TV, but no one is broadcasting it.
You know, I know that's a shame. The soap started out with 19, and now we're down to 4. You know, and it's sad because those actors work hard 5 days a week, you know. And they used to be on TV, and they deserve the acclamation. Because, you know, when you do a TV series, you don't work every day. These people work every day, 365 days a year. But, you know, I hope they do. But, Dr. Will, we come in, and we're gonna give them the acclamation they deserve. In my opinion, Adrienne Zucker has a good chance. of winning. I hope she knows who to play for 4 days of her life, or the character of Kristen. I don't know. There's so many good contenders that any of them would deserve to win. So, you know, it's hard to say. It's going to be a close call, that's for sure.
Brian, who do you want to see win?
Which category? Every category?
Every category.
Well, General Hospital was not nominated as, you know, any writing or drama or anything like that. In that category, I guess if I had to go with a drama, it'd be between Young and the Rest of Us or Bold and Beautiful. And then on the supporting actress, I would like to see Tracy Quartermain. I would like to see her pull it off and win. And, I mean, because she's a great, great actress. She carries herself very well on the show.
Yeah.
She does a great job at what she does. When it comes to support, when it comes to the lead actress, G.H. wasn't in that either. I don't really have an opinion on that one. When it comes to the supporting actress, you got Kim Matula, which plays Hope on Bold and Beautiful. You've got Kristen Alderson, who plays Kiki on General Hospital.
Right.
You've got the other girl from Summer, Haley King on Summer on Young and the Restless, and then you got the other person. That one right there is kind of a toss up because you got so many good actresses in that category. And it's really hard to choose which one you honestly want to see win. But if I had a choice, I'd put my booking on Kristen Alderson to win 2 years in a row.
That's who
I would pick. And then in the other category of supporting actor, you got Michael Morgan and a few other people in there. I would like to see Chad Duell win it, and I would like to see Kristen Alderson win it, and them celebrate together. I think that'd be great. If not Chad Duell, then Brian could win the place. Morgan, I mean, I think he would do great.
On the other
category of lead actor, who is in the lead actor category? Because I know you've got Jason Thompson that plays Patrick Gray.
You have Peter Bergman, Zach Abbott, Doug Davis, and Paul Williams, Kristen LeBlanc, who plays Michael Baldwin, Billy Miller, Young and the Restless, and Jason Thompson.
Well, say that for me, that'd be a toss-up between Billy Miller, Jack Abbott, and Jason Thompson, because all three of them are very, very good actors, and I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing Jason Thompson win it, and I wouldn't even mind seeing Jack Abbott win it. I think Billy Miller's already got one under his belt, if I remember correctly.
Well, yeah, I mean, looking at the list, I mean, the list this year for me, I'm like, crap. You know, for me, a lot of my favorites are on it, but for lead actor, I mean, lead actress, I really want Ollie Zucker to take it. This is her year. For outstanding, I want Billy Miller or Pierre Bergman to take it. For outstanding supporting actress, I want Amanda Henley to take it. I love her. I love her. Oh, my girlfriend, you know, Melissa Claire Egan. This is where it gets crappy for me. Outstanding supporting actor, Bradford, Steve Burton, Scott Clifton, Eric Masoff, and Dante. Okay, that's like saying, Carly, where did you want someone to shoot a gun at you? And let's see which way they can kill me 3 times, because people know my love of Spinelli. I love him.
Oh, yes. Hello. Hello.
Now, that's interesting. Steve Burton and Bradford Anderson in the same category gets each other.
I know.
I know.
Wow.
It's going to be a close call.
That's why I was That's why
Scott
I think
Clifton,
someone is.
I think Steve Burton will get it, though. I think Steve Burton will get it.
Yeah, and Scott Clifton, he, I mean, I love him, but Eric Matesoff, Brady Black, yeah, I love him, too. And Dante Will, I kind of want Steve Bradford to get it.
Yeah, oh, definitely. There's some good frontrunners, and I wish them all the best.
For outstanding younger actress, I really want Hunter King to get it. I love Summer. I've always loved Summer. Oh,
right.
All I want, what's her face to get it? You know, Lindsay is good. Kim is good. Outstanding actor. You know, I really want Sadu to get it. So, and, you know, yeah, I mean, that would be, and, I mean, who are we going to pick for the best daytime soap right now? I mean,
Days of Our Lives, baby. Days of Our Lives.
Yes, Days.
I'm sorry.
If I had to pick any of them, Days.
You know, I'm in a jammy, but I love Days of Our Lives. I watched it since I was 8 years old.
Me too.
I hate to say, for 39 years. I hate to say it. I'm 47, hello. But, you know, it's the best soap opera. And I hope that people continue watching. I know everyone's upset about Allison Sweeney and James Scott leaving, but I'm sorry that happens in soap land. You know, but
I
there's
mean,
always
on.
A chance of them to come
mean,
back.
Deidre Hall left. Yeah, Deidre Hall, Drake Hogan.
She left and she came back. People leave
yeah,
and they
I mean,
go.
Yeah, I mean, come
but,
on,
know,
this is, you know. This is.
And I think they're going to leave the door open for Allison to come back.
Of course.
I won't say in a couple of years
who
she
knows?
Won't come back. Because,
that's
I mean,
always a possibility.
She wants to focus on her family. And
you know,
being,
of course,
like and said,
as a mother, that's a priority,
yeah.
You know.
You know, I
we've
mean,
got to continue supporting Days of Our Life.
And like
you know.
I said before, she's been on the show since she was like 16 years old.
Yes.
Yeah,
she
was 16.
Had a break,
and she deserves a break.
Mm-hmm.
I will miss her terribly, but, you know, there's one thing I want to say to James Scott and Allison Sweeney. I mean, as a soap reviewer and a
don't
fan,
go.
They reach
don't
through
go.
The screen, and you love them. I'm so thankful and grateful for the time that we had them, and I'm going to miss them, but I'm so thankful for the acting that they've done. It's incredible, and I'm saddened to see them go, but, you know, we've got to keep watching Days because it's a wonderful soap opera, and there's
mm-hmm.
only four left. And we can't stop watching because two people left. Allison wouldn't want that, and neither would James. So, you know, the story
yeah,
goes on.
I just wish they would tell us why James, you know, is really leaving. Was it money or was it, you know, I'm just curious because.
He's a hot
you know,
young
what,
actor. Maybe he's got movie roles.
Yeah.
Maybe he wants time off. You know, who knows? Maybe we'll read more about it or, heck, maybe we'll get him on our show, right?
Well, I have a question for y'all. Do y'all know when this show comes on called Beck and Hill that's got John Paul in it from One Life to Live and Melissa Archer?
That is a web series one, and I don't know.
I don't know when that comes on.
It's supposed to be an online series, but I don't know if it's already started airing or not.
It has.
I don't know.
It's already aired.
It has.
Mm-hmm.
I think web series are becoming very popular, and I think it's kind of like when cable took over, you know. Unfortunately, you know, there's so many, only four soaps left, so there's a lot of soaps that are going to the internet, I think.
I mean, for me, I would rather just watch my TV in bed and just, you know, and just relax. I mean, that's how I am, you know, because you can just fully relax in bed and you can't. You know, I mean, sitting on the computer and watching it, so for me, I'm like, if you fall asleep, you're going to hit your head on the desk. Rather than hit my head on the pillow. So,
I agree with those.
Here's my prediction.
No, I know back
if I didn't
you.
Get,
I like that.
Yeah,
I'm going to
do my predictions real quick.
Jimmy,
I am
going to
do my predictions.
For
drama series, I'm going to go with Days of Our Lives.
Yes.
Because Bold and Beautiful is just crap right about now. YNR needs the Billie storyline I like. One Life to Live, I didn't really watch, so I'll go with Days. For leading actress, I'm going to say either Heather Tom or Ari Zucker.
Yes.
For a leading actor, Billy Miller or Christian LeBlanc, because he did really well in
storylines. They have some great nominees. You have to admit that in all categories.
And then actress, I will say Kelly Sullivan or Dane Elliott, I'd be happy with.
Right.
Okay, supporting actor, Scott Clifton. Or Eric Marcel Brady. For younger actress, I guess Kristen Alderson. And for younger actor, I'll go with the Crenshaw's brothers. So.
Oh, yes. There's some good choices.
I'll go with the Crenshaw's brothers. Either one.
Right.
I mean, Brian, at first, you know, he was whiny, but I'm like, well, he's, you know, kind of Carson's child all over again. So,
I hear you.
Yeah. He's very much a Carson child. But
right.
He had those scenes with Sonny, and it's like, oh, my God. You know?
Oh, I agree. Oh, my God, my heart pounded.
Yeah, you know, I was like, oh, wow. You know, so I was like, you got me. There we go.
Yeah, I know.
So, I think he's just doing really well, you know, so.
I agree.
But, I mean, they might give it to Chandler, too. Who knows?
But it's going to be real not seeing on TV. I mean, unless TV
mm-hmm.
Guy Network picks it up, which I wish they would.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I love it. Oh, I forgot to give everyone my little thing. I saw the best movie last Saturday. I'm telling you guys, one, Don't Walk to the Other Women. That was the most funny, hilarious, almost pee-dropping movie you ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the bathroom before you see it because you're going to laugh and laugh and laugh. Cameron Diaz, Kate Upton, and Leslie Mann all wired together. So you guys have to go see that movie.
Oh, it sounds great. Also, remind everybody, Spider-Man came out today. I'm excited to go see that movie.
I haven't seen the first one.
I love Spider-Man. I have to give my little promo out there. I'm going to see Spider-Man this weekend, and I can't wait, so. I'm a Spidey fan. Yes, don't tell anybody.
I mean, but again, movie tickets, $10. Come on, even during the day. Come on, people. Come on,
I know.
Can you go? I mean,
I've gone to two movies in a year, so this one is my third movie in a year. I'm excited.
Brian, do you ever go to movies?
To be honest with you, the last time that I'm not a big movie going fan. Last time I went to a movie theater was when I seen the fantastic movie Passion of the Christ made by Mel Gibson.
Oh, that was wonderful. I loved that movie.
Yes. That was the last time I went to a movie theater.
I mean, Mel Gibson did a wonderful job.
Yes, he did. I've not been to movie theater since, and I've been wanting to see the movie called Heaven is Real and also God is Not Dead. I've been wanting to see those.
Oh, that is
me too.
Heaven is... That is supposed to be really good.
Well, I'll have to go see movies, and we can review those as well.
Oh, and
come on. At $10 a hit, people, come on. Movies should be like $5, like Playboy.
Oh, I hear ya.
So what is everyone doing for the weekend? Anyone has really good plans before we go?
I'm going to stop the Princess of London over here because, yes, Prince William and Prince Harry are in Memphis right now for the weekend. Yeah.
Wow.
For a friend of theirs is getting married.
Here?
So, yeah. So, they're in town.
Right.
But,
okay.
You probably heard it.
Try to go stalk them. And give them on the show. Yeah, We want more tea on this, so yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Carly, for letting me be part of your show tonight. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, and see you.
And thank you for coming, I'm happy to be joining. I had a great time, and I look forward to future shows. It'll be fun.
Exactly, and one day I'm having one with Kelly Kroger from Y&R. I'm interviewing her, so whatever co-host wants to do that with me, you guys can fight over it. No, I mean, if all three of you can, but since it's during the week, I didn't know what everyone was doing. So let me know all of you.
What character did you play?
I'm available, but I don't know if anybody else is. I'd love to join.
What character did she play?
She played Mac on Young and the Restless.
Hello,
Yeah. She wasn't the original Mac. She was the one that was, she was the second Mac.
She was the second Mac. Well,
and
just let me know
dating.
When you decide, Carly, and I'll be on board anytime you need me.
Yeah, Wednesday night, 7, same time. But no, she's dating, Wyatt from B&B. She's dating Wyatt from B&B now.
Oh, she's dating him real life? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I remember a match on the Young and the Restless.
She didn't die. She left town with JT to go to home.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm getting, what's her face mixed up with Mackenzie.
So, yeah, just Facebook me, April, if you can do it.
Colleen mixed up with Mackenzie. That's right.
Okay. Whatever you decide, I'm on board. You just let me know.
April, if you need to go now, I don't know if you do. We will be on mail for like 10 more minutes, but.
No, I'm good for a few more minutes.
Okay.
So thank you for coming, April. We appreciate it. Yes,
I love your new ensemble. I think you've got a great show. I love your accent, Brian. I love your insight. And if you could send me the links on Twitter, I'll be happy to promote your friend's music as well.
Okay.
You can find me on Twitter at AprilView Reviews, and I'll be happy to send out any link. You know, that's what we all do for each other.
I don't
actually have a Twitter account, though.
You don't have a Twitter? Uh-oh.
No, I don't Twitter.
Brian and I always have the why don't you have a Twitter?
Well, you know, that's not some people's thing. And, you know, you got to do what works for you. But if you send me the link, I'll be happy to send it out to Twitterland as well as Facebook.
Yeah,
okay, are you on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook under April Gutierrez, or you can find me at Let's Go Back
and
Time Reviews. You can get all the people for me. She'll give you the link. That's right, I did. We're already connected on Facebook. So just send me the link, and I'll promote it. I promote through Facebook and Twitter and Google. So no problem.
Okay.
I love music as well.
Okay, thank you.
You're
welcome.
Abel, you got to tell me about how you like the new Spider-Man one next week because, you know, people are going to be going that movie like crazy, so I never go to a movie opening weekend, but I went last weekend, but it was on Saturday. And okay, who wants to go grocery shopping for me tomorrow? Because I know I have to go.
Grocery shopping too. I'm going grocery shopping tomorrow, but it's for my son's birthday party Sunday.
Well, no, I mean really have no.
Well, I would volunteer, but I don't have a car anymore, so.
I know I have no food. I mean, I have a little food in the house, you guys, but, you know, and I'm ordering pizza tomorrow, but my mom's like, honey, shouldn't you go to the grocery store? And I'm like, Mom, going to the grocery store.
Some grocery
stores
do deliver, so you might check that out if you're interested.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I live right down to it. I mean, so, but whenever I go in, you guys, the magazine guy, if he's booking, he's like, oh, my little magazine friend, do you want all your magazines? and he has my pile waiting.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Seth, tell your little boy happy birthday. God, there's a lot of birthday in my dad's
birthday. Happy birthday,
birthday
to your little boy as well.
Yeah, my dad's
birthday. Happy birthday to your little boy as well.
Yeah, my dad's birthday.
He turned 7 yesterday. He turned 7 yesterday, so it's not
my dad's birthday is on Sunday, so we are going to the casino. Yeah, we love
that. Sounds like fun.
Well, we are, you know, I mean, it's 15 minutes away, and it's, you know, it's fun, and
right.
So we are going there, and I keep calling him an old man. Just because he's like turning 66, which he doesn't care. But I'm like, you know, you're gonna be old. He's like, I'm not old. I'm like, yes, Dad, you're old. Just face it. But email me, you guys, or text me, all of you, and let me know who can do it Wednesday night, and then we will.
I'm available if you need me, but if you don't, that's fine. It's whatever you decide. Just let me know what you need, Dad, and I'll be there for you.
Hey, is your cell phone working, neighbor? Because I tried to text you tonight.
I have a new number. It's I'll send you the link.
Yeah, send me on Facebook. But yeah.
Sure. Yes, I have a new number.
But okay, Brian, is there any last words you want to say to people before we sign off for the crazy night?
Everybody tune in Wednesday night, and is there a show next Friday night?
Yeah, there's a show Friday night, too, yeah. We are doing two next week.
Everybody tune in next Friday night, and I'll have updates soon on my friend Scott Hall, who sings country music as well as gospel music.
Yeah, you guys, check him out. His song was really good, and well. Everything.
Without doing cross promotion, I'll be having my show coming up with you musicians. If you can send me the information, your friends interested in doing a phone interview, I'd be happy to have them on our show.
Okay, I'll let them know that.
We can
cool,
chat about
okay.
that. You know, you can get a hold of me from Facebook.
Okay.
Oh well, yeah.
All right. Well,
okay,
thank you, everyone. I had a great time.
Yeah.
You
still there? Yeah,
I'm here.
Have fun. Don't overdo the birthday thing. Don't buy the kid like, you know, $70,000.
He got a swimming pool from me, and that's what all he's getting. Oh, he's getting a bouncy thing too. So.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
Oh,
have fun while they're little.
Those.
They grow fast.
Be careful with those. No, my nieces were in one, and they went so fast they was trying to. See, the bouncy thing could lose air and they could fall all over. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and did we still have Kelly on the line or did Kelly hang up on us? Well, I guess Kelly.
I forget all about Kelly.
I know. We are bad people. We are all bad people.
That
and
is terrible. I forget all about her.
Kelly, if you are out there, we are bad people. All of us. All three of all co-hosts so bad tonight, but okay, we should go. But yeah, text me, you guys, this weekend. Let's keep in touch.
All right, sounds great.
All right.
And Carly, I will inbox you my new phone number. Thank you very
yeah,
much
this,
for letting
Facebook,
me join you guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Facebook. Facebook me private message it.
All right, no problem.
Okay. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Everybody have a great
bye,
week.
Guys.
Okay. Hey, you too. Bye.
We'll see you next.